brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already the 15th day of October 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Big news day, very important news day today, and we'll go through that news here in just a moment. The creator of the film Zeitgeist and Zeitgeist 2, Zeitgeist Addendum, will be joining us for 2 hours today. In fact, Press TV from Iran, it's worldwide called, and it's one of the biggest channels, even in places like England, wanted me on at 3 o'clock, and I told them I'd have to do it next week because I didn't want to cut back this interview that we are doing. I will be on Press TV for an hour this Saturday at 1 o'clock Central. I know that's on a lot of cable systems here in the United States. And I'll be on Russian TV next week on Russia Today worldwide. And then on Election Day, I'm going to be on multiple programs there worldwide. It's one of the biggest channels, as I said, in Europe and England, not just Russia. So that's certainly exciting there. By the way, I forgot yesterday, I had a long, about 30-minute conversation with Jesse Ventura. I called up just double-checking his plane tickets and hotel, and he began to excitedly tell me about the shoots they've been doing for the first episode, the first pilot episode that's scheduled to air in about 6 months or so, or less, on True TV, the new Court TV. And I can't tell you the stuff he was telling me, but it's investigative reports type stuff. It's going to be ultra riveting. Jesse Ventura going around confronting people. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to be extremely informative and extremely interesting. So that is something that in the next few weeks we may be able to tell you a little bit more about. After he's done doing some more of the confrontations that he is planning, he is coming into town. He'll be there the 25th, 26th, and leaves the 27th. And I'm shuttling him about. I haven't figured out yet. He said he'd be happy to have a press conference about 9/11 and other issues. How the media like to talk to him. I haven't figured out whether to publicly call him one of those. I haven't even. I know I'm going to be interviewing him. I don't know if I'm going to do the Sunday show the day he's here, because we're speaking at around 10 o'clock at night, right before Willie Nelson goes on at the last show in the backyard. I'm going to speak, Willie's going to speak, and Ventura's going to speak. And we're going to be sending that out live over the internet for free for everybody, by the way, at Infowars.com. Because these Willie shows, I mean, it was sold out the day they basically announced it. You can still get scalper tickets from some people for two or three times what they actually cost. But regardless, that'll be going out over the web. That's interesting. And that is coming up. So a few things I've been forgetting to announce here on the radio. I've been so busy. So, again, that's going to be quite informative and interesting. And that is coming up on the 26th and will be, again, free at Infowars.com. Just to put it out in decent bandwidth, if 20,000, 30,000 people come watch it, it probably cost me about $5,000. That's how much bandwidth costs, even if you're buying it in bulk, unless you're Google and Yahoo, who tie into these big government-financed hubs, basically our government fronts. So that's where they have unlimited, so they can control the market. So much of the capital we have goes to bandwidth, and just to do something free like that. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it, and it's me, but it's going to be interesting, so we'll do it. So tell folks about that coming up the 26th. And you'll get to see the performances streamed live over the web, too. At the historic last event at the backyard overlooking the hills of Central Texas. Okay, serious news, jam-packed info, key information, important radio show lined up today in a discussion, somewhat of a debate, with the creator of Zeitgeist.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, into the second segment. Again, a discussion, somewhat of a debate, but a friendly discussion, with the creator of Zeitgeist, Peter Joseph. Coming up for 2 hours today in the third and fourth hour. Okay, here is the financial news running down through it. The stock market's down 300-something points last time I checked. Banks dictate conditions of U.S. financial bailout. They control it completely. They are becoming the government. It isn't the government nationalizing them. It's the banks becoming the government, as we've been telling you, but great article from Global Research on that. Bloomberg, Americans embrace big government to help solve market crisis. All part of this continual parroting by the mainstream controlled press, but the public is for this. We're all coming together. We love socialism. This isn't even socialism. This is corporate fascism takeover. This is just literally elite banking system seizing the economy and seizing the dollar while it still has value, buying up real resources and infrastructure. But again, that headline is mirrored in hundreds of places every day. I watched an hour of financial news this morning on the treadmill, and it was all the same message over and over and over again. Americans embrace big government to help solve market crisis. But Americans are not embracing it. The foreign international banks that have hijacked our country have engineered it, and they're forcing us into it. On other financial news, feds give hundreds of billions to banks but get only non-voting shares in banks. That's out of the George Washington Blogspot with links to mainstream news reporting that, and that mirrors the report out of Banks Dictate Conditions of U.S. Financial Bailout. Global stocks retreat as risk aversion returns, Reuters. So that's some of the financial news that I want to go over. There's two other top stories up on Infowars.com right now. Time for a global glasnost, says Gorbachev, basically a global government run by the banks. So he's out saying that. There is another report up on Infowars.com from the Yorkshire Post saying, after the economic 9/11, we will face a new world order. You can link over there and read that full report. And it's saying, oh, because of this crisis that happened by accident, we've got to have a new world, basically socialist order, run by the banks that implemented all of this. And oh, it was an accident that they did it. They just hate getting unlimited power. They hate taking over everything. But somebody's got to run everything and organize society in a planned economy. So we'll be breaking down those reports. There is a multi-pronged attack, really more than 20 prongs that I can just think of on the top of my head, but in subsections of each one of those attacks, taxing the web, restricting the web, Internet 2, making you get a subdomain, no private individual websites, but only subdomains on corporate or institutional sites, restricting free speech, massive web filters, ending net neutrality. The list goes on and on. But one of the big ones is that you're having, quote, free government Wi-Fi, free government wireless Internet. Of course, it's not free. You pay for it through taxes, and it's a giant corporate welfare to a select two or three maximum private corporations that then have government support and backing and a regulatory streamlining for them so that they get the monopoly of the new powerful wireless Internet. So, again, advertise is free. Not free, but that's only one facet to it. This is a story up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Free nationwide Wi-Fi network to censor political websites, blogs, social networks, alternative news to be filtered out. And they say themselves, under the FCC, that there's only going to be a few companies that are going to allow to do this, Google and a few others, and that it will be highly censored and regulated. Only a few thousand choices approved of ports. And then, of course, when you jump onto the wireless free that you're paying for government Internet, again, they're setting up monopolies. This is not free market. It'll be blamed as the free market later. You will go to a government approved port that will then allow you to go to the anointed and selected places. Both individual proposals to roll out free nationwide Wi-Fi Internet access across the United States contain language indicating that political websites deemed offensive will be filtered out and blocked. The implementation of a universal Wi-Fi network covering the entire country is moving closer following the approval of the House of Representatives, Anna Eshoo and Edward Markley, after it was discovered the network would not interfere with the incumbent wireless telcos such as AT&T and Verizon, who have raised concerns over potential signal interference. Two company competing parties, M2Z Networks and the FCC, are jockeying for the right to roll out the network, but both have already stated their intent to install filters to block out pornography and anything else deemed harmful. And the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, talking about, again, rolling out a purely government system and then other systems like M2Z. According to the Daily Tech Report, both proposals stipulate that any free wireless offerings have mandatory content filters preventing users from viewing any material that would be harmful to teens and adolescents, including pornography and anything contemporary community standards deemed to be obscene. Free speech advocates call this condition unconstitutional, and it will again set the precedent for the, quote, free Internet that we pay for. Nothing is free, folks, and they are bringing in massive controls through that. As we have previously reported, similar free Wi-Fi networks on smaller scales include mandatory content filters that screen out even mildly political websites. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are screened out by the government hubs that are, quote, free in the city centers in England. We've done previous articles on that. So we are banned. Even mildly political websites that are not part of the corporate establishment media. London's St. Perica's International Free Wi-Fi Network blocks a barrage of alternative political websites, as we found earlier this year when our own sites were inaccessible on the network. And then it's got ABC News reporting on this. And the FCC insists on trying the creation of a free nationwide broadband wireless network to government-mandated censorship. The constitutionality of the plan will surely be challenged in court and will be struck down, reports the site. Also, they're passing city rules, and in some countries passing national rules, where if you offer, quote, free internet in your coffee shop, which it isn't really free, it's to get you to come into the coffee shop, but it's a nice thing to offer, that you have to put filters on it to protect children in case children were driving by or in the street using your wireless network, tapping into it. No, it's up to the parents, it's up to their guardians to not let them have those devices or to surveil what they're doing. That's what the parents' job, not the state, and to put content filters they choose on their access devices. So that's the bottom line of what's going on there. Instead, the state will play mommy and daddy over the people. And you will not be able to visit PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, just like MySpace won't let us send bulletins out on our page most of the time. And they've openly admitted they do censor us, and that's made the newspapers. They said, yes, PrisonPlanet.com is not allowed, and it is on the list of banned bulletins. Other people who try to send out bulletins on PrisonPlanet.com have been banned. And so that has been in the news. And that's just us here being censored. And so as they create, you know, two or three, as they always do with these oligopolies, these cartels of nationwide free internet that the citizens pay for, then you will not be able to access our sites. And this is all part of trying to stop the viral spread of the information revolution that the alternative media is debating and codifying and moving forward with exponentially in this huge college of ideas, this huge great debate that we're having. That's what the show is. I mean, we'll have a Rothschild on who I don't agree with. People say, how dare you have a Rothschild on? That means you're in bed with them. No, I had him on to make him look like a fool, and I did. When he said that Mars didn't have ice caps or that Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto were closer to the sun than Earth, that's why their ice caps were melting when the sun was going through its brightest cycle, hottest cycle ever recorded. Now it's gone into the coldest ever seen in almost 300 years. They've been recording the sun that long. One of the most studied things by science. But, you know, how dare you have Rothschild on? Well, the point is we're having him on. Just like one time I had Pat Buchanan on and brought up Bohemian Grove and the weird sexual stuff that goes on there. And at first he's like, yeah, I go to Bohemian Grove. I went there with Nixon. And I said, oh, really? Did you see any of the homosexual activity? He went, oh, I mean, I didn't go to Bohemian Grove. That was an interview like 5 years ago. You know, and we have him on. Don't agree with everything Pat Buchanan says. Don't agree with everything he's done. Do agree with a lot of what he has to say. The point is that I agree with a lot of what Zeitgeist has to say. But I don't agree with their attack on religion or the making fun of people that believe in it. You know, it is religion that developed the ideas, as Michael Tesserian said yesterday, that grew into the science we have today. It was the mind, you know, reaching out and realizing there's something bigger and that we have a greater destiny. And what we can envision, we are able to later build. It may take many generations, but we do it. So we've got him coming on for 2 hours. It is no endorsement of Zeitgeist. You know, I get to be attacked by people because my footage is in Zeitgeist, which they used, you know, up front without asking. And then I also conversely get to be attacked when I disagree with Zeitgeist. Well, again, we should be more open-minded to have open discussions about all of this, and that is what we're doing here. Just like 9/11 being an inside job, going from 90% of people thinking I was a nut when I first brought it forward, until now, 80-plus percent believe the government's lying about the official story. Truth goes through three phases. We'll be right back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $59.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades, it is atomic age. It's atomic age, we're renegades.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. We were covering the story by Paul Watson, free nationwide Wi-Fi network to censor political websites. And that's how they're doing it. They just upgrade the web and the people having their own access to it, being able to have their own websites and true choice, that's not going to be part of it. Just under this system. And then they're admitting they're going to design the computers only for receiving on these more powerful Wi-Fi connections. And, of course, that'll be where the real quality's at. So you'll want the new computer that only has that upgrade. They'll just leave the old web, which was the real web, the free web, the expansive, ever-growing web, behind. They've got to do it. They want the Internet to be the worldwide wiretap. That's what the NSA joked in the 80s and called it. Not what they told the public, the World Wide Web. That was another inside joke, a web of control. Instead of it being worldwide whoop-ass on the New World Order. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that. Oh, man. Look, genie's out of the bottle, Pandora's box, horse has already left the barn. You can try to put it back in the box. It's not going to happen. The people now know about the New World Order. The question is, will the New World Order be able to dominate and control with the police state and with physical tyranny the population? And they've said they'll release biological weapons, race-specific weapons to control populations. If all of us wake up and say no, they'll just release bioweapons and wipe most of us out, including their own cops and military. Or if we try to seize control of major cities, march on Washington, march on London, like the founders did. No, that's it. They'll just neutron bomb us. Now, I'm not trying to be negative and say, oh, God, there's no way out. I want you to realize what the Pentagon, what the British Ministry of Defense have said they're ready to do. This is stated. I mean, they've got all of Parliament under surveillance, all of Congress under surveillance. It's come out and been admitted. Who has it? The criminal, illegitimate government. The military-industrial complex owned by the foreign private banks. And they tell Congress, hey, you do what we said or we'll just abolish you. You understand? You got that straight? If blackmail won't work and if payoffs won't work, we'll just destroy you in the media. And if your whole body stands up against us, we'll just throw you out. And you know what? If the public doesn't like it and tries to march on us, NORTHCOM will just blow you to bits. Now, they can't stop us with helicopters and conventional weapons and tanks and machine guns. We outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. And most of the troops and military are on our side now. That's why the enemy will use tricks. They will use deception. They will use sleight of hand. They will shut off the money supply so people riot and crime explodes so you beg for troops. They will release a biological weapon and say Al-Qaeda did it, Al-Qaeda did it. So you learn to love them and beg them for help. And they'll even have a cure for you. They'll even have the vaccine. You'll learn to worship them. Only by understanding they've talked about all this and planned it all and having a mass awakening and just saying, we don't go along with you anymore. We don't participate anymore. We turn our backs on all of you. This system is corrupt and bankrupt. And then taking cities over by city basis. With the leaders openly saying, don't launch a bio attack, don't set off a nuke, we know you're terrorists. And that sounds like it's impossible. Well, let me tell you something. They're going to continue to rape the economy. They're going to destroy the economy, bringing in that crisis to offer their solution, socialism, controlled by the corporate fascists that sit above us, socializing our wealth, making it communal, so there's no middle class so they can control us, so we're on the dole, while they fascistically pipe the consolidated control into fewer and fewer levers of manipulation. So there is a way to defeat these people, and it's mass total awakening, and it's mass total awakening by their compartmentalized minions who sit in the different strata, the different control rooms of the societal, economic, psychological system, only by the preachers waking up and speaking out, only by the mayors waking up and speaking out, only by the technicians and technologists and engineers waking up and speaking out, only by the people, the school teachers, the cops, the auto mechanics getting up and saying, no, can we turn this around? People throughout the system seeing how they're compartmentalized, getting outside the box.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Coming up in T-minus 1 hour and 27 minutes, Peter Joseph, the creator of Zeitgeist 1 and 2, just called Addendum, 2 hour visit with him here on air. Just to give you an idea of what we're going to be debating and discussing, here is a little clip from one of the futurists. He's an engineer who is one of, who was prominent in the film. Here it is.
We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history book. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along, until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth. The state does nothing because there is no state. There is no state.
We, all that are left of the old engineers and mechanics, have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas. And we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency. The Freemasonry of science. This is how I conceive our plan of operations. First, the roundup of brigands. That last dismal vestige of ancient predatory soldiers. The last would-be conquerors. Then settle. Organize. Advance. spit zone, then that. And at last, wings over the world. And the new world begins.
Yeah, we've heard all this before. The withering away of the state. We'll be discussing that today. We'll be going over that later. All right. I want to now get into the economy. And I'm going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. And all of you are welcome to call in on the show specifically about all the discussions of martial law we've seen now breaking into the mainstream news, the hyperinflation that is already here and is going to be intensifying in the next couple of years with devastating effect. We will be discussing all of that today. Before I get into the economy, I wanted to first talk about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck engages in a lot of doublespeak. Or I should say, not even doublespeak, talking out of both sides of his mouth. One show, he says, basically use the military on people that disagree with the government, implies that the Ron Paul movement are terrorists, says that there has to be restrictions on, you know, the We Are Change and 9/11 truth groups confronting politicians. Basically, he goes along with the talking point we saw the last year from CNN to MSNBC to CNBC to Fox, saying taser 9/11 truthers, arrest 9/11 truthers, take us to prisons. And then what happened is Glenn Beck got throttled by his listeners, and now he talks about the New World Order, how they're setting up a global banking system, because now it's time for that to come out. Now the mainstream media, from the Wall Street Journal, the BBC, to the Yorkshire Post, Mikhail Gorbachev, the left, the right, Donald Trump, they're all saying this is good, a government run by the banks for the good of the people, as the banks are given all the remaining liquidity and the public gets nothing so they can consolidate everything. We have nothing, they have everything. And they tell the foolish public that it's socialism. No, it's just crime. So Glenn Beck, if you will remember, back in November, mid-November 2007, we wrote stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He came out and did a 10-minute diatribe with Winston Churchill's grandson, and all, talking about how Americans were out of control and dangerous and threatening the government. And he had another neocon, ex-Marxist David Horowitz, smearing Ron Paul supporters basically as terrorists and saying we were in bed with Islamic fascist and bin Laden. I mean, no, we're not the Bushes with the Saudi Arabians and the Wahhabists. Just on and on and on. So I wanted to play this clip first and then get to Glenn Beck two nights ago, October 13th, talking about Plan B. First, he comes in with a Weimar Republic and a wheelbarrow of money to buy a loaf of bread. And then acts like the banks, this is all happening by accident. And, you know, do we need a global government to fix it? Is that coming? He's introducing, and then he says, Plan B, use the military to carry this out. And then he comes in and says it's kind of a bad thing to threaten Congress with the military. See how it's openly being introduced, because now we're coming up to the time for all this to happen. They have to emerge. They have to come from under the sea of ideas and information hidden from white papers and government documents to plain view, but putting their spin on it. So here is Glenn Beck, and the clip has a lot of horrible stuff. I can't play the whole 10-minute clip, you can go watch the whole thing if you want up on Infowars.com from last year, bad-mouthing the Ron Paul movement and talking about enemies who are domestic and needing to use the military. Here it is.
You know, I was thinking this morning, when you enlist in the military, you have to take an oath that says you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On this program, we talk a lot about the foreign threats. Maybe tonight we should spend some time on the growing domestic one. It's easy to sit back and watch television and complain that our politicians aren't listening to us, that they're lying to us about the border, about out-of-control spending or their apparent relentless quest to hand our country over to special interests. It feels, at least to me, like our leaders reflect an America that most of us don't even recognize. Well, here's the point tonight. While our foreign enemies are the obvious ones, the physical threat may be developing domestically as well. And here's how I got there. As I told you last week, Ron Paul raised over $4 million in one day. That's huge news. His supporters raised the cash on November the 5th to commemorate Guy Fawkes. This guy was a British terrorist who tried to overthrow the government by blowing up Parliament and killing everybody in it. Paul's supporters called the donations, and I'm quoting, a money bomb. Fawkes was caught the very last minute, some say, with his hand on a torch about to light the gunpowder under Parliament. Now, the vast majority of Paul's supporters take this little metaphor the way it's intended, as a rallying cry to create a dramatic political shift. It's really not the way I would go, you know, tying my movement in with a historical terrorist attack, especially in post-9/11 America. But hey, you know, I'm a libertarian at heart. I get it. You raise money however you want, as long as you're not blowing other people up. But America, here's what you need to know tonight. Ron Paul's supporters are tapping in to something that's very real. It's something that I've talked about on this program for a very long time. The rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. And it's coming from all sides of the political spectrum. If that feeling of disenfranchisement leads to political discussion, then our system works perfectly. But if fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for. David Horowitz is the author of Indoctrination U, The Left's War Against Academic Freedom, and Jonathan Sands. He is a writer and founder of Churchill's Britain. He is also the great grandson of Sir Winston Churchill. Jonathan and David, it's good to have you here. Jonathan, let me
All right, that's enough.
Let me start with you.
And then it goes into how we're terrorists and his guest. You know, say Ron Paul, people are controlled by Al-Qaeda, and Lou Rockwell, who's really milquetoast, is, you know, with Al-Qaeda. So that's the type of stuff he's been doing. The basic talking point is showing U.S. troops on the streets to keep us safe from the Ron Paul money bombers. A, they go on to say Ron Paul had the idea of Guy Fawkes. Now, it wasn't even Guy Fawkes. It was the idea of the movie V for Vendetta. And that movie about the fight against tyranny. Okay, so it was even an expression of that, and it didn't come from Ron Paul. And the money bomb term, as I've talked to the people that originally invented the idea, it came from the idea of the InfoWar, which I certainly didn't invent, but I popularized with InfoWars.com 12 years ago, how these are weapons and how my films are info bombs and how we're out blasting holes in the facade of lies. Now, this is going back two nights ago, and there's many facets to this, why this is so important. It's all over mainstream news now. Yeah, there may be martial law. Yeah, the troops may be needed. And then his guest, Mr. Schiff, who we've had on as well, says, well, you know, I think the people are going to want the troops. You know, we're going to have riots. Well, yeah, the establishment, the social engineers, the social planners, they know exactly what they're doing. So all of this will be presented in a way where it looks like it's needed. That's the key to these propaganda wars, their info war against us. So here is Glenn Beck.
Somebody, I talked to somebody at church yesterday, and he said, I was reading something about Peter, and I want you to stick around for a second after the break. I want to talk to you about something else that has been on my mind, and apparently, at least according to one of my friends at church, it's on your mind as well. When people are frightened, they make different decisions than they would when they were feeling safe or secure. Sometimes when that fear is justified, it's common sense. But when that fear is manufactured, it feels an awful lot like coercion. For instance, when the U.S. bailout bill was trying to be jammed through Congress, some members say there was an organized effort to scare them into signing. Here is the California Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering.
Okay. We've called this congressman's office. He's not speaking to the press. I wonder if there's more fear or intimidation going on. Martial law. Could it really have happened? Joining me once again is Europac president and author of an author, Peter Schiff. Peter, let's talk a little bit about martial law. Why would that even be a consideration?
Well, I don't think it was a threat if they had rejected the bailout bill, but I think it is a possibility a few years down the line. We just spoke a little bit about price controls and the effect that they're going to have. If we have shortages of food, if we have rolling blackouts, and people are upset and they're hungry and they're cold, there could be civil unrest. There could be looting, rioting, and that might be the impetus for the government to declare martial law.
You know, I don't think you're a couple of years away from something like that. I mean, honestly, Peter, I mean, look at what's happening in a half hour, I've got a congressman on about the racism cries. I mean, there are people that are right now so
It goes on and on. There's like five more minutes of it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to go read the story from Infowars.net that Steve Watson wrote last night about this. Now, remember, for cops and FBI and everybody else, but people especially in the system on the front lines of enforcing all this, I wrote books and made films saying exactly what would happen. I said the government would stage terror attacks and then use that to set up a police state, but the police state was being set up so the public couldn't struggle or resist when we go into receivership. And then exactly what I said is now happening in much more fine detail. Hundreds of hours of broadcast on it. Over and over again, beating the drum. Now, did I just magically pull this out of a hat? No, I gave you all the documents, the quotes, how the rulers of this global corporate state said they would do this. I watched them do it on a lower level in third world countries and second world nations and some first world nations. They're doing it in Iceland right now, Argentina. And so we know exactly how they do this. This is Anglo-imperial rule. This is the Anglo-American establishment. We call them that because that's their name in their internal documents that they give themselves. And this is economic warfare. These are conquerors. That's why they run the planet. They're cold-blooded. They have their PR people with smiling faces tell you all day and info babes looking at you with sexual desire, you know, through the camera, giggling and laughing. And I was watching Fox today, and they had some lady from England going, "The government says Al-Qaeda is about to strike. Oh, we have to give up all our rights. That's why there's even more cameras and security and checkpoints needed. Oh, thank God for the British government." And they cut to the House of Lords. And they're all there to tell you, "We're your friends. We're here to help." Now, these are conquerors. And they control the left. They control the right. They are literally going to tax the air we breathe in their own words, the carbon tax, regulate every facet of our lives. Take the middle class private property. The poor will be worse off than ever. But the poor are going to be clamoring for this new global socialist system because they believe socialism for the people. They don't understand it was created by the Anglo-American establishment in England 170 years ago. That the British Crown financed Marx and Engels. That they financed the Bolshevik overthrow of their cousins, the Tsars. This is imperial operations. The Imperials are in control because they're slick, they're ruthless, they're smart, they have the top sociologist and psychologist. They have a scientific dictatorship. All these well-meaning mid-level leftists and progressives, like you see in Zeitgeist Addendum, are like, "We'll have a wonderful planned society and total freedom and machines empowering everyone and social engineering. It'll be beautiful. We could have a scientific culture. Why don't the governments plan scientifically? They're just a bunch of idiots who can't even wipe their noses." But they can take over nations and overthrow things and engage in perfect propaganda systematically and fool you that they're a bunch of buffoons. They can surveil all the parliaments and the Congress and engage in every crime you can imagine and shoot cruise missiles 30 years ago down chimneys. And they got infrared face scanners. They're tracking everybody in real time. But we need social planning. We haven't had any. Oh, we've had total social planning. By its very nature, it centralizes, and it's very dangerous and destructive. And by human nature, in a large society with billions of people, we're going to have planning, and we're going to have some government. We've got the other side who believes that there'll be no government. Or they'll say, we'll have social planners and scientists run everything, but there'll be no government. We will have the Earth run on the exact amount of load it can take. Who decides that? The engineers, the social planners, the scientists. And some of them will be wrong. Some of them will be evil. Some of them will have axes to grind and egos. And there will be lies. And there will be tyranny. That's just human nature. But we always have the utopia people fluttering around. Oh, it'll be a... why don't we have a scientific government? We do. We do. We do. They call it the scientific dictatorship. And they sold their underlings 150 years ago, 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago, a year ago, today, with lots of images of spaceships and escalators and air cars and glistening white buildings. Oh, a utopia! A utopia! And you see what they build. It's going to be wonderful. The answer is getting individuals active and... we'll be right back to break it down more.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tank full, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, there's a light up above. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John.
Dow drops below 9,000.
With jacks and timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble. Way down on the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Dow drops below 9,000.
Big John.
Bank skid
Big
down about 300 John. Points, 292.31 right now.
Big John.
Let's play the end of this.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
All right, we're going to start the second hour here in just a few minutes. We're about an hour and 5 minutes away from our little discussion with the creator of Zeitgeist, Peter Joseph, that should be very interesting. I mean, I hardly even talked about it. I said I think it's overall a good film, great monetary information. The other film's great about 9/11. I don't agree with I'm kind of making fun of people that have any religious beliefs. There's a lot of stuff people don't know in this world, folks. We only pick up a very narrow band of the visible spectrum is very small compared to what science knows is in reality. And a lot of genetic engineers, a lot of physicists who are atheists or agnostics, they get religion once they get into the higher levels of research and they see the craftsmanship, the order to the universe. But it's easy to make fun of Christians and it's easy to make fun of people. You know, I'm still nice about it. I'm like, well, that's your view. That's okay. Can I say that I don't really agree with you and that you had to change some stuff in your first edition because it was inaccurate about which god was what and claiming that Christ, was the reincarnation of a sun god or, that they were just repeating older legends. And I got attacked pretty bad. Like I had committed sacrilege. Like I had hurt a religion. And in humanism, atheism is somewhat of a religion. But I say that most of the film, the other 80%, is good. Well, the new one, I just said, when I hear about global government, and when I hear about eradicating classes, that really concerns me. And boy, it caused a big ruckus. So I said, well, we better just have this guy on. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask questions, but, of the Pope.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.